L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. Brazil, the two major candidates, Bolsonaro, the president, and Lula da Silva, the former president, representing, roughly speaking, the left and the right. Choices made about possible vice presidents. However, a detail before we come to those names. The man associated with cleaning up graft in Brazil and throughout Latin America, a very infamous case called the car wash scandal, where many, many politicians were paid over a long period of time, large numbers. The man who was the judge in that prosecution, and some of that detail led to the jailing of Lula da Silva for some time before he was released and is now running for president. His name is Sergio Moro. He was a potential third-party candidate, neither this nor that. He has chosen not to run. Professor, was that a surprise that he backed away from the contest? The sharp elbows come out in Brazil.
He'd been running in third place. It was pretty clear that this was not his time to run. Moro also was a significant figure under the Lava Jato, under the car wash scandal, and really played a significant role in taking down Lula. And yet at the same time, he also indirectly played a significant role in the release of Lula because of the sense that he had done some things improperly is part of that. This is actually a very wise move for Moro because given that he wasn't going to win this round anyway. Under Brazilian electoral law, he changed parties to a new party called Union Brazil. And that means that he cannot participate any longer in this year's presidential election. But essentially, it positions him to say that I was the clean guy that did the principled thing. I gave up my opportunity this time around. And that means that next time around, I position myself to be the number one after things turn out as they do. So it was many people who see Moro as more of a man of principle and not really a politician by style weren't entirely surprised that he chose to do this. It does certainly deepen the clarity that at the end of the day, this is going to be a contest between Lula, who is currently up in the polls by would win by about 43% versus Bolsonaro, who's looking at about 26% in the latest polls. And it really goes down to really a contest between the two of them now.
The choices for the vice presidency in this country, it's not a profound matter. It has to do with electoral college politics. In this instance, these choices look to do with how they're positioning themselves for the undecided or for the people who are not either committed right or committed left. The choice that's most puzzling to me is the choice by Lula da Silva, because he's chosen a man very well known, Geraldo Alckmin, who's associated with the markets, with business, with bottom line, with what we presume to be conservative approach to government in Brazil. Is this a surprise to everyone, or is he balancing his ticket in some Brazilian fashion?
It is, but it isn't a surprise, John. At least on paper, it seems to make sense. Just like Lula wanted to try to calm markets back in 2003 when he won the presidency because he was seen as, again, having been a labor union activist and there were fears that would lead to capital flight. It's the same playbook this time around because of the fears that he's too far to the left, that his Workers' Party has gone even farther to the left, that by choosing somebody who has established credentials on the right, Alckmin was the former governor of Sao Paulo, again, a conservative, pro-market. So that's seen as reassuring people. Now, what people indicate, though, is that Alckmin really doesn't get Lula a lot because the people who would have gone with Lula within the Brazilian center would have done so any place or any way. So it left a couple of people scratching his head in terms of what will that will mean for the coalition government when Lula comes in. But at a broad level, it does make sense in that Lula is indicating that he is at least appealing to the Brazilian center, which, again, for any concerns of where Brazilian politics could go after the election or where policy could go after the election, that's at least potentially good news.
What does Alckmin get out of it? The vice presidency, is that a powerful position in Brazil? It is not understood to be so in the U.S.
No, it's not a particularly powerful in Brazil either. It'll be interesting to see who Lula's cabinet choices are, and there would probably be some accommodation to the center right with those. Generally, the critical votes to watch are the, so to speak, central votes. The coalition of oftentimes transactional parties in the center, sometimes they're criticized for being relatively corrupt, but there's a saying in Brazil that whether you're left or right, you really can't govern without dealing with the central in one way or another. Even Bolsonaro has done so, bringing key central figures into his government. And so the key thing to watch will be that, in terms of the cabinet choices, in terms of governance, how do they reach out to the central and how do they reconcile with other parties in the right? And it will be interesting to see as well whether Lula marginalizes Alckmin as vice president, or whether you see something that's more collaborative. And that's just, that would go along with Lula's style in doing so. Every president obviously puts his own stamp on, depending on the relationship that they have.
Finally, we have less than a minute, Professor. The choice of Braga Neto, the defense minister, a general retired, serving as minister of defense by Bolsonaro, does that surprise anyone? We just have 30 seconds.
Bolsonaro is clearly appealing to his base here. Braga Neto, the one thing that cynical Brazilians say is that this makes it less likely that Bolsonaro will be impeached, because if Bolsonaro is impeached, that would make this general Braga Neto president. He's certainly a very capable man, but again, it really appeals to his conservative base. And it shows that his previous experience also with his vice president, Hamilton Mourão, has not soured him for continuing with his relationship with the military as part of his continuing governance strategy and its continuing orientation towards the right and the agricultural conservative populist right wing of Brazilian politics.
Professor Evan Ellis, the Latin American research professor, U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute, The New World Report. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.